Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Blue Tattoo, The Life of Olive Oatman by Margot Mifflin. Narrated by Kaipo Schwab. Prologue. Emigrant Song. Within our newly acquired possessions on the borders of Mexico and the Pacific Coast, and the recently organized territories in the interior of the continent, are numerous powerful and warlike tribes, of whom little is known, and whose history has no connection with that of the people of the United States, except the fact that they were original occupants of the soil, and that some of them, especially the California Indians, yet dispute our right to sovereignty. In the early 1850s, Olive Oatman was a typical pioneer girl heading west on a wagon train full of Mormons in search of gold and God. By the end of the decade, she was a white Indian with a chin tattoo, torn between two cultures. Orphaned at 14 after her family was massacred by Yavapai Indians in northern Mexico, now southern Arizona, Oatman spent a year as a slave to her attackers before she was traded to the Mojaves, who tattooed her and raised her as their own. 4 years later, under threat of war, the Mojaves delivered her back to the whites in exchange for horses, blankets, and beads. This much is true. But the fine points of Oatman's transformation from 49er to white savage have been replayed in countless books and articles, modern and Victorian, that read like Rashomons of revisionist history and romantic conjecture. In her day, Oatman was freakish enough to invite speculation and guarded enough to ensure that the speculation never ended. Because her story was saturated.